Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Joining us, as he always does on Wednesdays, is Phil Vitel, Chicago Tribune restaurant critic. We're going to be talking about summer eats. We're going to talk about Phil's flash fry, of course. But we were just talking baseball. Phil. And I don't know if many people know, you were born in the Bronx, so you were a Yankees fan as a kid, yeah?
Growing up, yeah. Yankees fan.
Going to the old games?
Could go back then, yeah. It was very inexpensive to go, and, literally true. I didn't have very much / any money growing up as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we didn't have, the days we decided that, you know, my buddies and I were going to the game, I would be up extra early scouring the alleys for soda pop bottles.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you be able to, for just the change to be able to get in for $1.50?
Right. So, you know, you bring the bottles back the regular bottles were 2 cents, and the fatter bottles were good for a nickel. And you just, you know,
you got as many as you can.
Took them to the grocery store. Got my $2, and yeah, it cost about $1.50 to get into the park. It was, I don't remember the subway fare because we didn't pay it.
Right. Would you just hop on?
Yeah, we just jumped the turnstile. You just
How do you like our producer engineer Elif here, by the way? She's
handyman
in here fixing your
awesome. Yes. She is getting my sound level because I'm not able to do it all by myself.
You're already on WGNradio.com. Check out the stream of Elif moving that microphone. No, you sound great, Phil.
Thank you.
Elif's just making sure you sound as crystal clear as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, going to those games at Yankee Stadium, you probably saw some incredible ball players.
Yeah, that was the Mickey Mantle years. That was Joe Pepitone. It was starting in the decline.
Yeah.
So sometimes it would be, you know, your infield third to first would be Jerry Kenney and Ruben Amaro and Horace Clark, and then maybe Joe Pepitone at first.
Right.
Not
your lineup. Not your Bronx Bombers.
Well, they used to. The joke with Jerry Kenney is that the people in the first base side boxes always brought their gloves.
Yes.
because
you never
that
knew.
Throw from third was
you
better be
throw.
Ready.
You better be ready for that one. Exactly. Do you make it back to New York very often?
Not very often. No, I would go often when the James Beard Award were held in New York City. I'd get to go there every year for that, and then Chicago stole them,
right,
and locked it down. So I don't know if I doubt it'll ever be back in New York. And
right.
So now it's a Chicago thing. So my one of my biggest reasons for going to New York was taken away because it got to be heat.
We love it here, of course.
I much prefer it.
Yeah,
here.
Right. You don't have to go anywhere.
Sleep
now.
In my own bed.
Yes.
It's wonderful.
So you were in your early teens in New York, and we're talking about summer eats, and you know that makes me think of sort of that outdoor food and getting excited for that feeling of being able to sit on a patio and enjoy it. When you were a 13, 14 year old kid eating whatever you were eating at a baseball game, you ever think you'd be a 30-year critic for the Chicago Tribune?
No.
How did you end up on that? I'm sure you've told John Williams or other people that, and maybe our listeners have heard the story before, but I'd love to hear it. Yeah. How do you get there?
I was hired by the Chicago Tribune as a general assignment reporter, and I worked for the paper for 10 years, first in the Suburban Bureau and then downtown in the feature section, and an old section we had called Friday, where I had a little column. And that's where the dining coverage went as well, and the critic at the time was Paul Camp, and he would let me pinch hit every now and then, particularly for the twice annual dining guides. He would look at what we had. We'd have little blurbs of all the restaurants, and he'd think, we don't have a lot of German restaurants in this list. So he would give me a couple of $100, and I would eat at German restaurants nonstop for about 2 weeks and write up the blurbs and help flesh things out that way. And so, yeah, it was a long time before I was entrusted with assigning stars to anything, but I had that background, and then one day they called me into the office and offered me the big gig.
Thing.
Yeah.
Wow. And you haven't looked back since?
Up to management, and they were looking, he put me in the job.
That's awesome. All right, what's our required eating here this week? I see a Stephanie Izzard thing here.
Yep. That's going to be, that's already hot because she has opened Cabra, which is Spanish for goat, because there's the word goat in every one of her restaurants.
Everything, yeah.
Because Izzard is A breed of goat.
Did I say izzard? I meant izzard.
Everybody
My apologies.
Does. Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. But it's a breed of goat native to the Pyrenees, so all her restaurants have had the word goat in it.
And this is at the Hoxton Hotel.
Yes.
And I work at the WCIU for my morning show gig, and I was supposed to go there today on my live shot, but then I got moved into the studio. Anyways, mm-hmm. Our good friend Justin Roman got to go there today and check out all sorts of things at the Hoxton. Oh, what a gorgeous facility that is.
Yeah, it's very, very, very cool and very hip. And, you know, they have a downstairs restaurant called Syrah, which mm-hmm. is also very good. That's Mediterranean. And then Stephanie has the 12th floor rooftop restaurant called Cabra. And there she's playing with Peruvian influences. But you've got the roof. It's not completely open air. In fact, mm-hmm. it has a roof over most of it. But that's also where the hotel pool is, oddly enough. And it's got a full service bar right there.
Oh.
So you can get your ceviche and maybe a nice. Right, a pisco sour, or watch, you know, people better looking than you who might be taking a swim, which is more than half the fun of a pool for me anymore.
Amen. It's all about viewing there. Absolutely. When you get towards summer, do you look forward to the summer season? Do a lot of the restaurants do a real clear out of the menu and give out some new fresh things?
Well, yeah, and a lot of restaurants time their openings. I mean, you don't want to miss this, you know, huge cash flow that is the summer season in Chicago when everybody's going out and there are more tourists here than any other time of year, and you want to be ready. So we have all these restaurants that I do this every year, list the restaurants that recently opened, that are just about to open, and that are really kind of hoping to open pretty soon.
I'm sure you've been told that a few times. Soon.
Oh, sure.
Two more weeks.
I remember one restaurant, they were all set to go. They had their inspections, and there was a dock strike in L.A., and their furniture was sitting in a container somewhere. And with the dock strike, nobody could empty the container, their furniture sat there.
Imagine getting through the city, getting through the permits, the red tape, all that, and then your furniture sitting on a dock.
Chicago makes you go through a few hoops, and, you know, considering what things can go wrong in restaurants, I don't exactly blame them.
Yes, exactly.
But the background, especially if you're going to try to sell alcohol, the background checks are thorough, and you have to meet a lot of rules and regs, and then you've got the plumbing, and you've got the heating and the ventilation.
Oh, so many things.
It's got to be ready.
Then you need your furniture. Okay. Let's talk about, I'm going to butcher all these names, Phil. I hope you're okay with that.
Okay.
Is it Aboye, Aboyer? Did I get it? Aboye?
Yeah, Aboye.
Because it's French then, right?
It is French.
Tell us about it.
Aboye is a kind of bustling brasserie kind of concept. It just opened. I haven't been there yet. Up in Winnetka. This is by Michael Lagowitz, who has George Trois, which is a 4-star restaurant, says meat. And under he had George Trois and his other original restaurant Michael, under the same roof in this building in Winnetka. And then a few months back, he shut the whole thing down, turned Michael into two spaces. Aboye is the first one, and the other one is Silencieux, which means
I'm glad
shut
you
up.
Said it. Yes, right, silence, be
French
quiet.
French, be quiet. And as the name suggests, Silencieux is going to be the more laid-back, the much more quiet, but not super pricey. He just wanted to establish a small, quiet room because, as you probably know, small, quiet rooms are pretty scarce anymore.
Yes. Oh, I know. You know, it's interesting. We had an acoustic engineer or scientist on one of the programs I hosted recently talking about he does some of the work for a lot of the new I forget which one's off the top of my head. You know, the new strip of restaurants in the Hotel Zachary by Wrigley Field.
Oh, sure, sure.
And he
sure.
did a lot of the acoustics behind that because obviously you're talking about massive crowds going in there and really trying. I mean, this is a new focus for restaurants, is to really create an atmosphere that isn't so damn loud. I mean, it's dangerous at a certain point.
Right. And as the population ages just a bit, there are people closer to my age maybe than their target demographic right now, mm-hmm. but are starting to I don't need it quite so noisy. I mean, my sons are right around 30 and noise doesn't bother them at all.
Right.
But in 5 years, and these restaurants hope to serve them for the next 5 years.
Exactly.
At some point, it can be an issue. And then, of course, the older crowd, which they spend money and they come in different hours, mm-hmm. and they take care of you on maybe a Wednesday night, which is really mm-hmm. nice. You want to make it comfortable for them, too.
Yeah,
so
it's difficult.
A delicate balance, mm-hmm. especially because all the things that we tend to, that are hip for restaurants right now, the open kitchen, that means noise.
Right.
And the hard surfaces, that's noise.
Yeah.
Carpeting absorbs very well, but if
you
have
more carpeting, yeah,
and you're spilling on a carpet, that means you can rip that carpet up every 3 years,
right?
Because there's only so much a cleaning thing to do.
Exposed steel beams,
exactly.
And you know, not right. having the low
right
ceiling,
open
yeah,
and big ceilings, and the one room concept.
Yeah,
it must have been about 10-12 years ago. One of my colleagues, new colleague, was here, and we went out to a restaurant, and it was one of these little reserved French restaurants done like as a salon, and there's long drapery, and there's mm-hmm. wallpaper, and all the rest of it. And she looked around and wondered and said, "You can't even tell where the kitchen is." And I said, "You know, there was a time when that was the point."
Yes, absolutely. Going down on this list of summer eats, I'm not much of a foodie. We've talked about that. But I have been to Blackbird, and mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it. So the folks behind that have come out with a new place, right?
Right. They're doing a French, coastal French, inspired by Paul Kahn's trip to France, and it's called Café Cancale. And Cancale is a region, refers to Brittany, mm-hmm. which is where, that's where France gets most of its oysters.
Okay.
And so oysters are a big part of the focus, and then they have a lot of other seafood, and, you know, for just to make sure everybody's happy, there's a roasted chicken on there, and there's a steak frite, because you want to have that. But mostly, it's seafood, and it's right there at the corner where Damon and Milwaukee and North Avenue.
I was just gonna say, it's in the
into each other.
This is like showing just how much Wicker Park has grown up in the last 10 or
right.
15 years, because you mentioned this restaurant, and it seems fancy, but of course they have a happy hour special for oysters, but this just shows you how this neighborhood is mm-hmm. getting a little bit older, a little bit more sophisticated
right.
taste.
It's on the north end, so you can lob a softball into Bucktown from there.
Don't try it.
You're right on the edge. Not
right.
to hit somebody. It's constantly crowded.
Right.
But yeah, that's a place that they had for a while called Public and Anchor, and they just kind of switched what they had in there and made this, because Paul got into the seafood in a big way, and for all the Blackbird restaurants, they really didn't have anything with a dedicated seafood focus, and
yeah.
now they do.
All right, you mentioned Siri, you teased us on up 200 seats right at the Hoxton.
Yeah, that's going to be nice. That's a very big, that's a big place. It's right off the lobby. The Hoxton, the way they designed it, the lobby just kind of flows into the dining room mm-hmm. and all the rest. There's not a formal lobby per se. There's a bar and there's a small desk where you can check in, but there's not one of these long desks with five people in crisp uniforms waiting to check you in. No, it's a little more mellow than that.
All right, the next one we have here is, oh God, Entente?
Entente. That's actually not a new restaurant. It's only a new location.
Oh, okay.
They got a Michelin star when they were way north on Lincoln Avenue, and they decided to come down where they'd be, probably where they'd get more business travelers and more business people that way. And so they're in River North, just west of Orleans, and they got a very pretty space. It's much, much larger, but they didn't add that many more seats.
Okay.
So as a consequence, the spacing is very, very comfortable.
That's nice.
You get your table, and you're not overhearing the inappropriate conversation
right.
at the table next
right.
to you, thank goodness.
Or even the appropriate conversation. That's boring. I don't want to
exactly
hear that. Come on,
right,
give me
yeah.
the inappropriate
yeah, right.
one.
I'm sure your kid is beautiful. Shut up. Trying to have my food.
As I look through this list, you're doing your work here, Phil. Do you have any one or two posts or ones that you want to make sure we get to here before we break?
Yes, absolutely. The ones that are already open, Galit on Lincoln Avenue, 2400 block. That is Middle Eastern and a strong Israeli component there. Chung, which we've talked about before, on 1460 West Chicago, which is Korean American, or what, say, a young, well-trained, you know, classically trained chef interprets the food of his ancestors, of his parents. I like those a lot. Ocean Prime, which is right down the block here, right at the corner of Michigan Avenue and Wacker.
Oh yeah. Speaking of throwing tennis balls, yeah.
Right. That's the very, very ornate, very, very fancy seafood restaurant. Keep your eye out for Gaijin, which is Paul Verrant, who he has V and Vistro out in the western suburbs. He had Perennial Verrant in the city. That's his little shop. He's opening, focusing on okonomiyaki, which are little
Ooh.
Savory Japanese pancakes, and he does them in a whole bunch of different versions.
You have me at pancakes.
This is going to be very, very casual,
interesting.
Very affordable. You're going to go in there. You're going to spend about $25 or something like that, and eat some very interesting food.
I want to ask about Madden's Post only because I live in the neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
Was just walking around and kind of peered in. It looked empty, but this was a on an off day, early in the early evening. So I'm not saying that it should be packed or anything. Have you been into Madden's Post yet?
No. Okay. It's only been open for about I want to say ten days.
Yeah,
it's going to be interesting because they're trying to be more of a neighborhood restaurant rather than a Wrigley Field restaurant.
Right. Even though it's right there, it's in the building attached to the offices.
Right, but it actually backs up to the park, so it's probably the only new restaurant that is opened in that area that you can't see the stadium from.
Right.
You're looking out. You're kind of looking northwest.
Yeah, northwest over on Racine. Yeah.
Right. But what they have a big hearth in there, so doing a lot of hearth cooking. They're going to be doing ribs on an open fire, things like that, and they're doing a lot of pasta. And because of Joe's upbringing in Pennsylvania, there's going to be kind of a Polish influence there, here and there.
Did you ever try his spaghetti sauce, by the way?
No.
I know he's selling it in Jewel. He pawned one off on me. I haven't had it yet, though.
All right.
I mean, I'll always try spaghetti sauce.
Sure, why not?
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. 312-981-7200 for Phil's Flash Fry. We'll also talk more about these summer eats, so hang tight and more here on 720 WGN. I mean, it ended up being a gorgeous day, Phil Vitale, here, not that you're a weather critic, but
yep.
Ended up being a gorgeous day here, but man, we had to deal with it with those storms this morning. Did you wake up in the middle of the night?
Yes.
I slept
with the window open because I can.
Right.
And, so the thunderstorms kind of got me early.
Yeah.
And then
sure
I heard
did.
The rain coming down, and yep.
Eating outside will be something to do. Not every restaurant, of course, has outdoor seating. Do you like eating outdoors?
I like it a little. It really depends on the atmosphere.
Yeah.
The whole idea of a sidewalk cafe is sort of a been there, done that for me. You're like, oh, boy, resin furniture. And
right.
And napkins blown away.
Mm-hmm.
And is that a bus?
Right.
It smells good.
Right, exactly.
So it depends on where you are and what they are. There are some places that do. You know, of course, the rooftops are completely the rage now. Everybody's building rooftops, and the ones that don't are crying because they can't do it. And,
right.
Or even just little backyard patios, little places like that. For, you know, say Piccolo Sonio out on Halstead Street. Tony's got this outdoor patio that he's landscaped and has inside lights. He's got real tall fencing, so you're sitting out there, and it doesn't occur to you for a second that you're at the intersection of Halstead
right.
and Grand.
Right.
And
one of
Milwaukee.
The busiest intersections
exactly.
there is. Exactly.
And but it doesn't feel like that. It feels kind of nice. So that's one of my favorites. Duck Inn down in Bridgeport.
Yeah.
You know, Kevin Hickey's got that outside thing. They can't fit that many people in there, so it's kind of nice when you get to go because it's very cool.
Yeah, I like drinking outside. I don't know about eating outside. Sometimes I get the flies
coming on. Parks are for.
Yes, exactly.
Drinking
that's
outside.
Big, that's about it, yeah. I was talking also, I know we got to get more Russians. I'm just so fascinated in the career of a food critic about, and I asked you, you know, you're going to be traveling a little bit at the end of the month. Do you ever get to turn it off, or are you at every restaurant, you're nitpicking everything you see just because you can't, even if you're not on the clock?
Yeah, no, you never stop the analysis. It's always looking at that. If I'm out of town and theoretically just relaxing, I'm still looking at what they're doing to see if a restaurant's doing something that Chicago isn't doing.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's, you know, just how does it fit in the grand scheme of things?
Right.
And I get to vote on the James Beard Awards. So if I'm out of town, I might be at a restaurant that would be
theoretically
nominated.
Yeah.
In a year or two, so I should know. I should pay attention.
That's a good call.
I do.
Do your friends cook for you or no?
A couple do.
Okay. Couple.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And that's it.
Okay. Are you critical of them?
No, I want to be invited back.
Yeah, exactly. I love a good pizza during the summer, especially like a nice thin crust one. We love our deep dish here, but something nice, crispy, nice thin crust. You know, you can eat a little bit of it at a time, you know, space your time out. Any recommendations for that here in the summer on your summer eats?
Well, one of the new ones that opened is Robert's Pizza and Dough Company. It's right on in the River East Arts Center. If you're as old as me, you remember that was North Pier, right at the corner. It's at McClurg and in Illinois, although Roberts' main entrance is on that little promenade that follows Ogden Slip, and you can get in that way. And he is this guy has spent a good part of his life learning the intricacies of pizza and studied with some of the great pizzaiolos in America. And he makes a really really fine pie. And he had a little place in Streeterville, and then there was a landlord problem. And that went away, and it took him a while to build out this space, but now he's there. And what I really like is it's right next door to Winter's Jazz Club.
Oh.
So I can have my pizza and wine, and as the evening starts getting late, then I can go next door and have some jazz.
Oh, that sounds
which
wonderful.
Is, really, you know, you're right on the river, or that little spit of the lake.
Yeah, exactly.
The slip. Yeah, it's very cool.
I'll have to park my brother's boat there and go out there, because I don't have my own boat, but that's the best thing ever, having a brother that has
one. Oh, yeah, that should be one.
Oh, wonderful. I get to be a boat person and never take it out of the water. One other one I saw just as I was scanning through your list, a restaurant with its own flower shop.
Yeah, that is a very strange... I'm still waiting to see how that's going to open.
Yeah, like an actual flower shop to purchase?
An actual flower shop, and they're going to have...
Because I know Maria's Liquor in Bridgeport, you can do the... There's the liquor store, and then you have the bar.
Right,
side
by
side. Yeah, it kind of makes sense.
You're right. Now, I have that. But Machine, which opened in a month or two ago, they have a flower cart that goes into the restaurant. So if you want, you can order some flowers, and then you have flowers on your table. And when your dinner's over, you take the flowers with you because you paid for them.
Have you ever heard of anything like that?
I have not. I'm eager to get in there and see if anyone's actually doing that.
Right.
And how much fun it is. And you know, that's great. It's really good because... You're sitting there with your significant other, and significant other says, this is our anniversary.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, think I didn't know that? Hey, flower boy, over here.
Or, first date. What
Here's
a great way
surprise.
To impress someone.
Exactly, right. I didn't bring flowers. I didn't carry flowers. I came to the flowers, and these are for you.
Some people might think of that as a silly little novelty, but, man, with so many restaurants to choose from, anything that gets someone in the door to try something out new is, and they have to be Instagrammable, every restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
It's
got to
have this experience. That could be the thing that gets people in the door.
Right, and they're on Division Street, and so they're very, it's a very residential part of town, and so the flower shop may be self-sustaining anyway. I don't know what the competition for flowers is
in
that. Stretch.
Yeah, it's at 1800 Division or something
right.
like that. Division
and
Wood,
So there'd be a lot of people maybe that would
on through.
Show up, or you go in there and you can get stuff to go.
Phil, thanks so much for stopping on by.
Pleasure.
I really appreciate it. Sorry I had so many questions about the Yankees and about your career as
that
a critic.
Happens.
I'm sure you're like, let's talk about the restaurants instead. I'm sure you'll talk to John next week, all right?
All righty then.
Take care.